I have a slaughter house. I have a janitorial service. Yeah, but most of that be construction. So that was a carpenter and a little building. Just own my own construction company. That'll be my dream job. Mm-hmm.
So you really like construction better than, say, meat cutting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot of trades doing construction.
Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of stuff can you do?
I'm a carpenter. I know about plumbing, electric. I know the run of the mill. Paint. I do all that. Mm-hmm. So we need to build condominiums. And houses. So. And bridges. We need to leave it at that. I need to work on the bridges. Building bridges.
Here in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Up and down Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Florida. Mm-hmm. Be gone 2 weeks every, all the time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me?
No.
About life in Atlanta, about living in Atlanta, about language, about culture.
Like I said, it's very diverse now because, you know, you got a lot of Mexicans, you know, moving in, making it more diverse.
How do you feel about that?
Don't bother me. They got the right to stay where they want to stay. It ain't no better than African American. So what's the difference? Maybe we have to understand. See, that's the problem. We don't want to get along with them because we can't understand them. But once you get to know them, I got quite a few Mexican friends. Well, I call them Latino friends. They're good people. You know, that's what's wrong with people that don't understand their language. And they're mad because they can't understand it. And then they don't want to have nothing to do with them. But it don't bother me. I get along with them fine. So they do get out there and work hard. They'll take the job that we so-called don't want, then people get mad at them. For what? You didn't want to do it, they'll do it. So I don't have no problem with them. Not at all.
Do all your Latino friends, they speak English?
Mm-mm. Well, see, I have worked with them and been around so much, I basically pick up the words now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get to understand them once you be there with them. You get to understand what they're saying. And see, my name is easy in the world, Roberto. See? And I know all their names, Miguel, Fernando, and all them, Reglo. I can talk basically a little bit of language well. So, you know. You know what I'm saying?
What about Asian people?
Well, I ain't had too much dealing with them. Mm-mm. I don't know what kind of love I had. The only time I ever deal with them is if I went in one of the stores they might be in. Before that, I've had too much dealing with.
So you think they talk differently too?
Yang, 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 they do. Yeah, they do. You're making me laugh.
Why?
When they broken English, when they can't speak it, and they be trying to speak it, then they get mad, be speaking that Asian and Korea, wherever they come from, with the language English. They don't want to hear it. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But for that, I don't be around.
Mm-mm. How do you think all these languages in the States are going to affect our language?
Oh, it's going to affect us, like I said. We've been here with this language. Why should we have to learn their language? Shouldn't they, when they come here, shouldn't it be required that they have to speak English instead of have to speak Spanish? And because they say they're going to make Spanish a requirement now in school.
Yeah.